Well, the Reserve Bank will update the official cash rate this afternoon. But have you ever actually wondered how it goes about making the decision? Money correspondent Susan Edmonds has been talking to former Assistant Governor John McDermott, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we've got a monetary policy statement today. It's the one where there is a press conference and there's a big glossy document about all the things it's considered. How does it go about this? How long does that process take?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. The whole process takes quite a long time, but John McDermott told me that the rate setting bit would normally take about a week, and there'd be meetings with staff who would, you know, give advice, and then there'd be meetings of the Monetary Policy Committee, excuse me, without them. And he said that they'd be looking at a few different things. They'd start with looking at international factors. He said that the geopolitical scene at the moment makes it perhaps more difficult than it might have been at times in the past. Then you'd look at the domestic situation, the recent data that there's been, the experience of businesses and what they're telling Reserve Bank staff about what they're going through at the moment. And obviously, because it's done by a committee now, they're looking for consensus. But if they don't get that, then they go to a vote. But they don't actually, according to the Reserve Bank handbook, they don't actually make the final decision until the morning of, because they don't want to risk it being leaked ahead of time. And then they have to go on to thinking about how they communicate it, because that's quite important too, I think.
Yes, well, back in the old days, of course, there was a lock-up and people would be given the documents prior. That doesn't happen anymore because there was a, well, there was a little bit of a glitch, wasn't there? Because it accidentally did get out. Well, I don't think it actually affected.
Yes, that's right.
But anyway, we won't go there. That doesn't happen anymore. it seems like a bygone era, actually. They put on scones and all sorts of things for you. Now, how it goes about saying this is very important too, and that whole press conference is important.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes I think the markets are kind of trying to read into what the Reserve Bank says and see if there's anything that they can get between the lines. So he told me that it's really important that you don't accidentally say the wrong thing and give the wrong impression. So sometimes they want to say to the markets, yes, you've got it right, but then don't get carried away with how right you've got it. But then if you've got it wrong, we want to redirect you a little bit, but, you know, not send some completely wild message. Because I used to see the markets really getting ahead of the Reserve Bank, and sometimes it has to pull them back and say, you know, you're on the right track, but you've gone a bit far. And then sometimes there's a situation where the markets are so expecting something that if the Reserve Bank thinks it's going to do something that shocks the markets, it's got to take that into account too. So I was really interested in the sort of communication manipulation is the wrong word, but you know, that communication.
I think it's really interesting to get the right message. It's got me thinking because you think back to, and I can remember John there at briefings by the Reserve Bank, part of the reason why they had a lockup and the why Treasury has a lockup before the budget is so that you can talk to the experts as the journalist to make sure, you know, to understand the thinking and they can get their thinking across, because you do want that communication to the public and to the markets to be as good as it can be.
That's right, yeah, because the markets are sort of hanging on their every word to price in. I think we've got, what, two more cuts priced in at the moment, basically. So if they don't deliver on that, then that's going to cause potentially some market movement.
Yes, and that is the point here. I mean, you get this situation where you hear the bank economists say, oh, 90% of the market's factoring in a cut already, so it's therefore a given. So
yeah, that's right. So I guess in that situation, they're thinking they won't.
Yes, so we can expect that today, right? That there is going to be a cut today.
Yes. I think it, I mean, you can never 100% say, but I think this is as pretty much as sure as it gets. And then there's a fairly strong opinion around the place that there's another one to come, and then I think after that it's a little less clear what's happening. Some people are saying we'll get down to 2.5, some saying 2.75 might be the stopping point. Yeah, I think it will depend on how quickly we see a wider pickup in the economy, because I don't think the inflation that we're getting at the moment, you know, food prices that we've already talked about this week, it's probably not enough to put them off that track at the moment.
Very good. Very interesting stuff. Thank you, Susan. Susan Edmonds there, our money correspondent